This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Factoid Tuesday.
Let's do it.
Let's get it going in New York, where the Jets fell to the Patriots. How bad was that loss to the lowly Pats? According to Rich Cimini, who's been covering the Jets for a very long time, he says the Jets had zero turnovers and held the Pats to 247 yards. They're the first team to lose a game in which they did not turn the ball over and held their opponent to under 250 yards since week three of 2012. That game, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers losing on the Fail Mary. 220-0 those teams were, by the way.
I mean, just an embarrassingly bad franchise. Their owner fired their head coach, thought they could scapegoat him as the problem. They're 0-3 since they did that. They won't cut Greg Zuerlein, who can't make kicks. He missed an extra point and a field goal in that game.
Explain that to me.
Jeff Ulbrich comes out after the game and says his process is fine. Like, who cares about the process if you're not getting results? You're 2-6. Your season's over. What an embarrassing stat.
300-yard games for the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson, 0 times out of 19 starts. Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston, 6 of their last 7 starts.
They looked exactly like the offense last year that found a way to make the playoffs. Ironically, once Deshaun Watson went down, their offense was unlocked, and Joe Flacco led them to that point.
Stefanski, in a media sesh yesterday, had to acknowledge that maybe he was wrong on the quarterback
stuff. Yeah. You think maybe? Maybe that was the case.
How about a 52-14 win for the Lions? USA Today noted that they had 225 yards of offense. They converted only 3 third downs. They had 300 return yards on special teams, and according to Lions PR, it was their first time scoring 50 in a game since November 27th of 1997.
Holy hell, that was a long time ago. That is one of the weirder final score, considering the box score games,
ever
in NFL history.
Ever.
If you just looked at it, you would think Goff threw for 472 yards and 5 touchdowns, and they ran for 250 yards. Like, if you see a score 52-14, that's where your mind goes, and it just wasn't the case.
This one from Mark Dalton of Cardinals Media Relations. The Dolphins led the game on Sunday against Arizona for 49 minutes and 45 seconds. The Cardinals led for 0 minutes and 0 seconds, and they won 28-27. Murray, who finished with over 300 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, and a nice game.
Tyler Drake of Arizona Sports also points out the Cardinals are one of 9 teams to have at least 1,000 yards rushing.
Interesting.
So,
are they good?
Both of those stats, one suggests they're good. The other one says, did you get lucky and just win?
I mean, their next month, they get the Bears at home, who have all sorts of offensive line issues. They get the Jets at home, who, you know. And then they go to Seattle and to Minnesota. That's their next month.
I don't know how to feel about the Cardinals.
I have no clue how to feel about them.
The Chiefs beat the Raiders in Vegas, and it looked like a home game for Kansas City if you watched it.
Yeah.
According to Rich Eisen, they're the first Super Bowl champion to be the last unbeaten to start the next season since the 2011 Green Bay Packers. Can you guess the last team to do this and win the Super Bowl next year?
To be the last undefeated team and win the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Was it Elway's Broncos?
Nope. More recent than that.
Was it Peyton's Broncos?
Yes.
Like they had a couple of years there. Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, Peyton's Colts.
Peyton's Colts. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I felt like he had a couple of years in Denver, too, where they'd get off to like an 8-0 or 9-0 start. But maybe that one of those years was the year they like got blown out by the Seahawks.
Top five worst completion percentage with a minimum of 100 attempts since 2006. Okay. This is from Steve Palazzolo. Yeah. This is from 5-1. Number five, John Skelton in 2010, 47.6%.
Who can forget?
Number four, Tim Tebow, 2011, 46.5%.
Got a playoff win.
Number three, Derek Anderson, 2009, 44.5%. Number two, Anthony Richardson this year, 44.4%. And number one, Josh Freeman, 2013, 42.9%. The Colts lost by three with that quarterback.
I mean, he had to come out after the game and acknowledge that he had to take himself out because he was running around too much. And his teammates and some of his offensive linemen in the press today or yesterday had to say, like, that's not, oh, you can't.
Did you see Baldy?
That. No, what did Baldy say about that?
He basically took a huge exception with this. He posted the video of Anthony scrambling, tapping his helmet, and Baldy's like, in my entire life with the NFL, I've never once seen a quarterback do this.
I don't think I have either. There's not one that I can think of.
Everybody is pissed off by this.
He was 10 of 32, man. It's just horrible. The tough part is, I think they're going to lean my thinking here.
They are. Although, they announced he's QB1, but they said, like, they need to evaluate the position.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong that he undoubtedly, Flacco undoubtedly gives them a better chance to win. You know how many starts Anthony Richardson has in his NFL career now?
Yeah, but what evidence do we have
that
this is going to get better?
I'm just saying, they used a fourth overall pick for him. That was only his 10th start in his NFL career Sunday.
The thing I'll at least give the Niners credit on, the Niners knew Trey Lance sucked like the minute they got him and was like, oh no.
Yeah.
And look, they had
but
Purdy
they still
to pivot
gave
to.
Him the they gave him the starting role, and then he got hurt. He was the starting quarterback going into the year.
And he never recovered again after the injury because Brock Purdy came in and they If the GM's going to get fired for it, so what? If the GM goes to the playoffs with Flacco, doesn't Irsay tend to go, you know what? It was a bad decision. We didn't evaluate him properly. We fell in love with the combine stuff.
Yeah.
But we pivoted, and we will recover. I feel like that's available to them, but they're just refusing to start anybody.
I think the tough part there is the Niner example. Like, it first when Trey Lance, who started the year, he got hurt, and then Jimmy Garoppolo was the backup, and then they stumbled their way into Brock Purdy. That wasn't the plan, obviously, initially, and then he took the job and he ran with it. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I just think the tough part for them is long term. Like, okay, Flacco leads you to the playoffs. You can argue that's good for culture and all of that. How old is Joe? Like, Joe Flacco's like 40 years old. So you don't, like, what's your long-term answer at that position? So you're giving up on Anthony Richardson if you bench him. That means you're going to likely move on.
Yeah.
So what do you do in the offseason then?
You go find your Sam Darnold or your Geno Smith. Yeah. I think if your draft stock is not good enough to get a guy, and maybe
Bryce Young,
be.
He might be available.
No, it's certainly not what you do.
Number one overall pick.
I got more factoids. We ran a little long in the last segment. I'm going to carry factoids over. I also want to check a factoid I just gave you. That I wrote it down, I'm like, that's a cool factoid. And then I said it out loud to you, and you didn't push back, and Swag didn't push back. I'm kind of wondering, is this a right factoid? So I'll give you an update on that. I get these factoids. I find them all over the place. Until sometimes I forget where I originally saw it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't believe the Colt Packer Chief one is accurate.
Okay.
I believe it might have been the Patriots in 18 who won and was the last unbeaten in 19, and they were also the last team to win it.
K. Got it.
Because the Colt won, I said that, and then I went, wait, Peyton only won one with the Colts.
He only won one.
So they wouldn't be a defending champion who was last unbeaten to go on to win the Super Bowl.
No.
So if Rich Eisen did say that, that indeed is inaccurate. This is Rich Eisen's fault.
Okay, let's all blame Rich Eisen for that.
Okay, let's jump back into NFL factoids.
What else you got for me?
Now, there's a slight... Can we get that music back?
Let's dance.
And is the audio good for YouTube? I just want to make sure...
Hey,
there we go.
Science.
Slight discrepancy here because of the 17-game edition. But according to the Jonathan Jones of CBS, there's only three teams that have made the playoffs sitting at 2-6. The 1970 Bengals.
Long time ago.
The 2020 Commies. And the 2022 Jags.
2022 Jags, I remember vividly. 2020 Commies, I'm assuming that was a division. Is that the year they hosted Brady in the playoff game? Yeah, and they were a below 500 division winner.
Your 2-6 teams right now. Dolphins, Pats, Jets.
Eliminated, eliminated, eliminated.
Browns.
Eliminated.
Jags.
Eliminated.
Raiders.
Eliminated.
Giants.
Eliminated.
Saints.
Nope.
That's it.
Okay. Not going to happen this year.
Okay.
Give you that take right now.
Rookie quarterback stats for the month of October. Passing touchdowns to interception ratio, passing yards and rushing touchdowns, and wins. All of those things have in common. Bo Chapman Nix is your leader.
Is that actually his middle name?
It is.
Nice. That's a good little middle name.
Tony Holzman Escareno, who is a senior NFL researcher, says Bo became the first Bronco ever to have three touchdowns, no picks, and a rushing touchdown ever in a game.
Wow.
I would have thought Elway achieved that.
Would have assumed it, right? There was another one floating around with him of, like, quarterbacks in their first however many starts with eight passing touchdowns and four rushing touchdowns, and the list was pretty limited. It was, like, Culpepper, you know, Otto Graham.
Culpepper.
It was like, just a couple of, you know, I think Lamar might have done it in his first eight games or whatever. Like, very, very limited list. So he's been fun, man. I think he's been a lot better than some people thought. Really excited to see how the next 2 weeks go for him. I'm not expecting much. I don't think they're going to win either game.
I would say three.
Even three,
Falcons,
yeah.
Falcons are on that list.
Yeah, you want to go Falcons as well? They could be a division winner this year. Like, how are they going to do this weekend in Baltimore? It's just such a different animal. And Sean Payton was even honest after the game when they asked him about the win over Carolina. He's like, Carolina sucks. he said the quiet part out loud, which you're not supposed to do. I appreciate him for doing it. I'm fascinated to see how he plays in the next 2 weeks. Big opportunities for him.
With a minimum of 30 passing attempts. Okay, so bear that stat in mind.
30 attempts.
Who has the highest passer rating in the NFL?
Oh, buddy.
Is Goff's?
Nope. Goff is
near the
third
top
on this list.
Highest passer rating in the NFL.
With a minimum of 30 attempts, correct.
Russ?
No, but Russ looked good last night.
He looked really good.
I'll give him that.
I feel like a couple of weeks ago I would have said Purdy, but then he had that horrible game against Kansas City.
You'd be Purdy wrong. Sports Jesus. Good
joke. You know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to go homer pick because I think he's playing elite football right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you Justin Herbert.
Ooh, I like that guess.
Not
and
it.
You would be incorrect. It is Malik Willis.
That's so stupid. Sometimes stats don't matter. That's the time that stats don't matter.
According to Dante Kopelitz Fleming of NFL Research, Sunday was National Tight Ends Day. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did about 30,000 times during every broadcast.
There were 175 receptions by tight ends on Sunday, which is the most ever on a single day in NFL history.
I did see that stat. And the only reason it happened was because we made up a holiday for tight ends, which I'm all for. Tight ends are cool.
Well, but also Kyle Pitts looked good.
Yeah.
Otten was the only target for Baker. And George Kittle played in a primetime Miami. It's Dallas, so he had a big game.
And you know that he was telling Kyle Shanahan the entire pregame warm-up, hey, it's National Tight End Day. Let's get me the football. How about
Trey
that?
McBride had a nice day for the
Cardinals.
Kelsey had a good day as well.
Did he get his first touchdown on Sunday?
I believe he did.
I think he did against
Vegas. I believe
he did.
We had a listener who was there, said I was at the game when they got a late stand or whatever. The Raiders didn't convert or got an interception.
It's probably after the pick, yeah.
Sounded like it was Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Sounded like it was Arrowhead.
Did you know that Jaden Daniels' 52-yard Hail Mary pass was the second longest game-winning touchdown pass ever by a rookie? The longest. Could you guess it?
No, I have no clue.
Tim Couch to Kevin Johnson on Halloween in 1999.
Definitely would have guessed that. Hail Mary, I'm assuming. Had to have been.
I don't remember anything from Tim Couch's career other than him getting sacked.
Neither do I. Neither do I.
Kirk Cousins became the fourth player ever to have 750-plus passing yards and eight or more touchdowns against a single opponent in a season since 1950 after his game versus Tampa. How rare is this feat? Y.A. Tittle is one of the other four players on that list.
Not very often.
And if you say Y.A. Tittle, I think you're going way the hell back.
That was in like 1743, man.
You remember Y.A. Tittle?
big fan of Y.A.
According to Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports, she found this from Next Gen Stats. Caleb Williams was pressured 51.6% of his dropbacks and had 2.47 seconds to pressure.
Come on, Caleb.
It was the highest pressure percentage and quickest pressure of his career so far. He was 39 of 60 for 400, or he is 39 of 60 for 402 yards, three touchdowns, and a pick in the fourth quarter this season, according to Bears beat writer Eric Lambert.
Those are pretty good late game numbers, man.
He's a good fourth quarter.
Put together a drive when they needed to, but it's so hard to judge him because it's not necessarily his fault. When you're under siege on every snap, I don't know what you expect a guy to do, especially a rookie.
And my last and fun stat factoid of a Tuesday, Daniel Jones is 1-15 as a starter in primetime. Why don't we just hammer Daniel Jones on a primetime game
every time? I don't know. We definitely should have done that. It was a rough night for Ryan Cooley last night. Oh, diehard Giants fan. Giants. Diehard Yankees fan. Yeah.
Jets and Mets a week ago. This week was the Yankees and the Giants.
Rough stretch for old New York here.
New York sports fans.
Very excited.
Did the
right
Knicks
now.
Play last night? I didn't see. If they lost, that would have just really took a crap on your New York sports
Take
night.
A gander at that. See if they lost.
I don't
as
think
well.
They played. I don't think the Knicks
I don't
played.
Remember seeing the Knicks in. Oh, they did. They did lose. They lost at home. To the Cavs, 110-104.
Now, wait a minute. Did the Rangers or Islanders play?
Okay, hold on. Let me check Rangers and Islanders.
Because I believe.
Hold on. Got nothing so far. Nothing. No Rangers and no Islanders last night.
Okay. I want to verify if the Nets played, because if New York went 0-for and everything, what a terrible Equinox game.
Hell of a night for them. Brooklyn, I'm not seeing a Brooklyn game either.
There you go. NFL Factoid Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday at 6:30. Usually only goes one segment. We ran a little long. Sports Jesus. Father, forgive us. Okay. We have a loaded second hour of the program. We will hear from Dan Lanning. He had his press conference talking about the old Michigan. We'll do a little bit of a peekaboo coming up at the second hour of the show. I got some college football audio leftovers from the weekend that I want to get to. Quite confident coach clips that we got that I want to play for you. But we start the second hour. This guy is the leader in this. And how do you sort it out? It's an impossibility. Loaded second hour. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.